is Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
What a week this has been with a story that we have been covering since Monday. ICE says we don't have enough room. There are legal and logistical reasons why we are, you can say, escorting, dumping, whatever word you want to use.
Dropping off.
Asylum seekers at area churches, area centers that are taking in these people. ICE says, you know what? We just don't have the room. We are not prepared for this. We talked to our news director, Martha Maurer, who spoke to the field office head of ICE here yesterday, and she got a lot of answers. But, man, this story is just this is not going to go away for a while.
So Martha Maurer asked, where are these people coming from? Is it Mexico?
The majority of the apprehensions, and I'm talking about people caught at the border, the majority of them are not coming from Mexico, even though our border is with Mexico. They're coming from Central America. It's higher than 80% are coming from Guatemala alone.
I didn't know that yesterday. I thought that was a shocker. I mean, we knew that they were coming from Central America,
right,
but 80% coming from Guatemala. So what is happening in Guatemala? I mean, is it what we hear? Is it the gangs? Is it people?
Is it violence?
Just being so poor that
right,
they cannot eat on a daily basis, that they have to come here. So we were thinking about this story, and somebody who popped into our head was our friend and former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods, because Grant adopted a daughter from Guatemala, and actually, I think it was 15 years ago, Matt.
Right.
I think his daughter went back there for the first time. So why don't we welcome in Grant Woods, KTAR. Grant, how are you, my friend? Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing all right. Thanks, guys.
So we found out over 80% of immigrants who attempt to cross the border into Arizona are from Guatemala. Your daughter returned to Guatemala for the first time since she left 15 years ago, right?
Yeah, she's there. She and Marlene are there right now. They spent the week there working at an orphanage. It's not the same orphanage where we got Ava, but it's an orphanage down there in the same vicinity. And so, yeah, it's quite an experience for her, I think. It's the first time she's been back. She was 6 months to the day when we got her, and then now she's 15 and a half. So, I think it's a real eye-opener for her. And I think it's, you know, we just thought it would be a great learning experience for her. And it's a chance for her to give back also. She's now she's called Madrina now because she's going to sponsor one of the little girls in this particular orphanage.
Wow.
Former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods joins us talking about the people and the experience of Guatemala. What is your wife telling you? What is your daughter telling you? Who are these people that are coming here claiming asylum, and why are they coming? Can you give us some insight into that?
Yeah. Well, I think we have a little bit of insight. It's a pretty tough place. Ava's from Guatemala City, the outskirts there, and there are a lot of orphanages there. There's a lot of poverty, as you said, and a tremendous amount of violence. And I think one thing people need to remember is these people who are seeking asylum, they're doing it the right way. So this is not people trying to get here illegally. They're not crossing over the border in the middle of the night, you know, and bands of dozens or hundreds. They are presenting themselves for asylum. That's what we've told them to do. And they have a right then to have a hearing. And our country has always been a refuge for people if they are fleeing oppression or violence in particular. And I think the situation in Guatemala, it's been this way for a while. So basically, I would describe it this way. First, everywhere you go down there in Guatemala City and any place that has any population at all, you're going to see on every corner guys with machine guns. And you'll probably see not just one. If you just walk down the street, you're going to end up seeing literally dozens. And that's a variety of people. It might be the army. It might also be personal security that store owners have had to hire. But there are machine guns everywhere.
But why now? Why now, Grant? Why, if this is so poor, why didn't they start doing this like in the early 2000s or even earlier?
I think what's going on down there now is the violence is just, it's gotten out of hand. There are a lot of gangs, and then not only are there the gangs, and then you have the official government folks around, there are army people around. Then you have a number of families down there who have always been pretty powerful. Like you might have the family that controls the coffee industry, the cement industry, everybody's got their thing. Well, they have their own little private world and private armies. So all I can say is that if you don't have any money or any influence, then you're going to have to deal with men with guns. And those men with guns basically do what they want, and they take what they want. And I can tell you, they kill people with impunity. There really is no justice system down there. It's a combination of the gangs running the show or these families running their show and the government just existing there. So most people are poor, and that means they just have to take it, or they try to get out of there or get their children out of there so that maybe they can have a life where they don't spend their whole life living in fear of men with guns.
Right, right. Former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods is joining us. His daughter, Ava, now she's 15, 16 now?
15 and a half, yeah. She's at Sunny Slope.
My goodness, I remember you holding her as a baby at Diamondbacks games. I mean,
absolutely, yeah.
I totally remember that, and now she's all grown up. She's back in Guatemala.
15 seasons.
Yeah, that's right. She's back in Guatemala just for the first time since she left 15 years ago. So Grant, as a guy who was the former Arizona Attorney General, I mean, how do you deal with a situation like this? Because I think all of us are like, oh my goodness, we'd probably do the same thing if we were in Guatemala. We'd want to leave and we want to come to the United States. But on the other side of it, we just can't take everybody in. So what are we supposed to do as a country?
I think as a country, we take the people in like we always have, who are fleeing this sort of violence and oppression. We have room. We can do it. And we're set up for that. And we just got to continue to be that sort of country. We always have been. We've always taken people from around the world. At another time, they might have been from Italy or from Ireland. They might have been Asian. Things change. Right now, they're from this part of the world, and our country has always brought them in. Again, we can't take everybody, and if somebody is presenting themselves, and as I think I heard in the newscast, and they're just saying that they're poor, that's not going to cut it. Okay.
Okay.
But it's more than that in Guatemala in particular. So if you have people around the world, we can change that. We can become a different sort of country. But what we've said is you come here, you present yourself, you make your case that you can't live free. We got to remember who we are. We're Americans. And we have said from day one in this country that every person has a right, a God-given right, not given by government, but God-given right to live free. Right?
Right.
And that's what we said, and to pursue happiness on your own. So if that's not the situation and you present yourself, we have a court here. The court will hear your case, and if it's true, we'll take you in. We've always been that way. I don't want to change that. It's worked pretty well for throughout our country's history, and these immigrants end up being tremendous people, and that's, I think, why our country's been so great. So we can make room. If it's not legit, if it's just because they're poor or, then that's probably not going to work. We can't take everybody, but we can take those who are politically oppressed or the victims of violence.
Former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods joins us. His adopted daughter from Guatemala is back there with mom, and they are giving back. They're sponsoring a little girl right now. Let's switch gears a little bit, come back home. The eulogy you gave at John McCain's memorial was just
breathtaking.
Thank you. It was unbelievable, the stories and the way you talked about the man. And you've been a longtime Republican. So why did you decide to endorse and be in an ad for Kyrsten Sinema, who's running as a Democrat for Jeff Flake's seat?
Yeah. Well, you know, I couldn't have hung around the Maverick for my whole life and, you know, have a little bit of a rub off, right?
Right, right, right.
So I didn't spend my life, you know, around just some straight arrow. I was around a guy who said, you put country first, and that's what I'm doing. I put my country first, period. And I kind of have this crazy idea, and I've had it for a long time. I don't really care that much about the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. They don't like to hear that. People get all wrapped up in it. I'm increasingly unconvinced they stand for much at all, frankly, other than their own self-preservation. So I have a crazy idea. I just try to pick the best candidate. And I think Kyrsten Sinema is a tremendous candidate. And I think that this campaign that the Republicans have run against her is disgraceful. It cheapens the whole thing. I haven't seen a positive ad by Martha McSally. You know, she's got a long record. She's been in Congress. She's been in the military. Talk about yourself and what you want to do. But no, we just got to come up with every cheap trick in the books. And it's not just her campaign. How about the Harold Ciparini running against Debbie Lesko for Congress? And you know, Harold's a doctor. And now there's these signs up all over, everywhere she looks, with her family, her husband, he's a doctor also, and it says fake doctor next to all of her signs. Think about that. She's a doctor. What are these signs? It says fake doctor.
It's like most of these signs.
It's just a flat lie, but now it doesn't matter what you say, apparently. So someone like Harold says, wait a minute, I am a doctor. What is this fake? Well, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore, apparently. You can just say or do anything. And so, you know, I don't know what to tell you, except I'm going to continue to I'll support the best person. If that person's a Democrat, then
interesting.
Good for them. Who cares, really?
All right, Grant, I think
we put our country first. You know, that's what I would advise people to do. Just do something crazy. Pick the best candidate.
Boy, isn't that amazing? It sounds so easy. And it really should be, but it's just not.
It is.
I know. All right,
no,
Grant.
It is.
Grant, good to talk to you. Tell Kyrsten Sinema to come on the show. We're waiting for her to call us back. We'd love to have
her. Is that right?
We are. So,
okay, we're going to do. Hey, can I tell you one more thing?
Sure.
Okay, I just want to tell you this back to the Guatemala thing.
Sure.
Because people tell us all the time, boy, you know, you really changed that little girl's life, that baby's life, when you brought her here. And obviously that's true. But the miracle of it was. This is why I just encourage people to adopt and to look into adoption. The miracle was that, you know, our little family here in Phoenix, this little baby from just a godforsaken place, a terrible, terrible, violent place, this little baby came into our lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and just lit up our family, lit up our lives forever. Mm. I mean, that's the miracle. We were the ones who were blessed here. Her life was changed, but think about that, how right here in the middle of our town, here could come this little baby from Guatemala City and just change everybody for the better for the rest of our lives. So
hear, hear.
That's what we've taken away. And it's you know, in rough times, it's time to count your blessings, right? And we're all pretty blessed.
Thanks, Grant. Good to talk to you.
Okay, guys. See you later.
All right.